JFK Baltimore.
Do you have any idea what our competition provides their listening public with? This is what our competition plays from sun up until sundown.
Campground races?
Records. They play records. The same records you could play on your gramophone at home. And this is what we give our audience.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The famous and unknown, the professional and amateur announcer.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
My greetings to both of you.
Radio gods. The Don and Mike Show is copyright 1996 Infinity Broadcasting.
You people never cease to amaze me.
All rights reserved. Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation, and distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
As you all know, this show of ours is a sort of catch-as-catch-can affair with everything up for grabs.
Our kids don't even rehearse. They just audition and then go off.
Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know.
I've got three jobs.
No, no, no. How about this?
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
Hobbledy-gee to you, grease man.
And a happy hobble to my Westwood brothers, Don and Mike.
Once more time, just so I can understand. Doodads are testicles, right?
No, no. Doodads are what I have hanging off my Christmas tree.
Okay. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
Everybody.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
They like being naked. They think it's neat. They love being nude from their head to their feet. They love being bare when a breeze flies past. They're Don and Mike and you can kiss their ass.
For our Christmas vacation. And I still might fire Rob today. I know that didn't rhyme, but welcome to the show. Oh, I forgot to say, where would you rather be? Or
where else would you rather be?
Right here?
Then right here, right now.
Right now. And now here he is, the acting producer of the show.
Yes, he's here now.
Robert Gelman. Gelman, you got today, boy. Oh, hold on.
What? I love how you put urgency in my job, because now no one knows if I'm going to have it at the end of the show. I know I'll be listening.
How many of you got today, Rob?
Four.
Okay, are they all good?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear them.
Remember, it's Christmas, so you can be kind. Merry Christmas, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. You will value today's program, as you would say, an autograph of Lindbergh. The Don and Mike Show.
Didn't you use Lindbergh yesterday?
No.
That's a very weak opening. It was something to do with the Jerry Lewis tapes yesterday.
Yeah.
That's very poor.
It's 2 days. Well, even though we listened to Jerry yesterday.
Yeah. You lose one present. Let's hear another one, Rob.
How about hold it? Okay, I can still make out with one
see
present.
That, see, that threw him for the loop.
Yeah, that threw him. The present thing. Deducting presents from his loot.
Okay, let's hear the next one, please, Rob.
They are no strangers to the upper decker. Just ask the Martskys come the first of the year. Don and Mike.
Like
okay.
That one.
That's a good one. Okay, number three.
Reminding you that theater is life, film is art, and Jerry Lewis is a pretentious a-hole. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good one. Now, here's the one that will catapult us to another successful program.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets to answer the phone at 1-800-881-9176.
Yeah.
Remember, it's the financial pleasure of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All excellent. Right, you've saved your job. You've officially saved your job through Christmas.
Do I get the present, though?
Yes, you get your
yes.
Extra present.
He's very happy about that.
And thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One Entertainment, darling. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. That's why we call it the Cotton Picking Don and Mike Show.
Sleigh bells, everyone. Sleigh bells.
And there is our friend. And what a surprise. The sweater guy wearing another sweater, sans shirt with the big, meaty tufts of hair coming out of the collar of the
mistletoe
shirt.
Now, that's a new sweater, isn't it?
Fairly new, yes.
Fairly new.
There is Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike.
I hope nobody got Buzz a sweater for Christmas.
I certainly hope nobody did that.
Me too.
Me too.
Jimmy. Rob.
Everybody got Buzz sweaters.
Everybody got Buzz sweaters.
Yay. Oh, my God.
Well, welcome to the show. This is it. This is our last big one for 1996.
It's going to be a little different today. This is a different show than we normally do, and it's going to be very special. If you're not in the Christmas spirit, I urge you to listen today, because this show will put you in the Christmas spirit.
Yes, we're going to pull out all the stops. We have the Lucy tapes. That's all right. Grab that microphone.
There he is in the seat to my right, getting ready. As soon as I collapse to take over my job, your son is in the studio.
Hello, Bart Source. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good.
Now, you really want to take Uncle Mike's job?
Sure.
Sure.
How much is it?
Well, we don't let that go, Bart. We don't reveal those type of things.
I think that we'll start the show today by telling Mommy what happened to that tape, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Can I say it?
Yes, you can say it.
Something happened, boys?
Yes, and we
there was a tape from the county having to do with basketball.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And our next-door neighbor, Bunny, left it on the front porch. Well, Dad, when we were driving back home, said, "What's that on the porch?" I said, "Oh, it's just a tape." He said, "Oh, I know what that is." And, being hungry, we went out to Roy's.
No, hold on. That's not exactly right.
No,
we come back from school. Barney's having half days of school,
right,
which is why he can join us so early in the show today.
It's right. The part about there's a tape on the porch.
Yes, right. Now, there is a tape that goes along with being the basketball coach in one of the 11- and 12-year-old leagues in the county.
Instructional.
Yeah, well, no, not instructional. What happened is, you remember that test that I had to take?
Yes, the test that you... the test.
Yeah, he knows.
Sure.
You can say the test. I copied the answers off this guy's test and gave it to everybody else. Well, as it turns out, there was a paper that had two sides on it.
Uh-oh.
And I neglected to see that there was a second side of the page that had like 15 more questions.
In your haste to complete the exercise.
So they called me up and they said, "Listen, you only completed half of the test.
Right.
You're going to have to get another copy of the test, and we recommend that you watch the videotape that goes along with."
Probably a very simple test where if you look at the videotape, you can immediately go take the test and you'll be all set.
So our neighbor, Bunny, as Bart said, had the videotape, and she left it on our front stoop. Okay. Now, Frida's out doing whatever she's doing today. What is Mommy doing today? Do we know?
Shopping.
What a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So Mommy's out shopping, and we come pulling in. Now, I hate to sell you out here, son, but this is what happened.
Oh, come on. It's partly your fault for not checking that I had a lot.
No. Here's what happens.
No, I'm the kid. You're the grown-up.
We pull up.
Oh, man. Boy, chip off the old block happening right here. These are two Donnies that are arguing here.
We pull up to the front door, and I say, "What is that outside on the stoop? I bet that is the tape that our neighbor left for me." Mm-hmm. So I said to Bart, "You get out of the car now and go handle that." So he
no,
went,
you said, "Go check what that is."
All right. So he gets out of the car, and I pull the car into the garage and don't give it another thought.
Right.
I walk into the house, I put my stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
I say to Bart, "Hey, let's go get lunch. You know, today's a fun day. Coming to work, let's go get lunch."
Sure, big lunch.
So we get in the car, and on the way out, the dog, the German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, he wants out.
Uh-huh.
And I say, "Come on, let the dog out. Let's go." And we go motoring away.
Right.
So, Dad, if it had been my way, Clink would have never gotten out.
Who wanted to go have lunch?
Yes, but I was keeping Clink in, and you said, "Come on, it's okay."
Well, what happened to the tape?
So what happens is we go to Roy Rogers, and we're sitting down, and we're enjoying our Roy's food.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Bart said, "Oh, boy, I hope Clink didn't do anything to that videotape." And I said, "Well, how could he do anything to the videotape? Because you brought it inside." And he said, "No, you just wanted me to check on it."
So he did. He checked, looked at it, and then left it outside.
Right. And so we ate real fast, and we got home. And, you know, we're both rationalizing it to ourselves on the way home.
Right.
Well, maybe he wouldn't chew up the tape. Maybe he didn't even notice the tape.
Right.
Well, we go there, and as we pull up, I see that he's sitting on the front porch, and he's got the thing between his two big, Bart, his big, meaty paws.
He's a big dog.
We pull up, and again, same routine. I say, "I'm going to pull the car in the garage." I say, "It looks like the tape is okay. He probably just ate the papers that went with it."
Right.
"I'll pull the car in. You go get the tape." What? Okay.
Of course, what he had to eat was the tape. And on the front porch, next to them, were the papers.
Yeah, the papers are in perfect shape, but the
That's
tape,
good.
I know this sounds like something you'd say to your teacher, you know, the dog ate my tape.
The dog ate, it's an age-old excuse, and it doesn't
work. But it's
work.
The truth.
It's the truth.
And it had been under a can of paint, which he had knocked to the side, the papers.
Uh-huh.
Usually he chews up magazines, so I think he'd like
So he the chewed the tape, but he actually pulled the tape out of the
cassette. He pulled little tape. Out of it.
What he did was he took the video cassette and he actually bit
through it
the front part off to where there was tape, and there was tape coming all over the place, and we've both been very afraid to tell mommy that.
Is mommy going to be very upset? Is this one of those tapes that perhaps there's only one or two copies of it floating around?
See, I don't know. All I know is it's a tape that we had to borrow from the county. And it's not really our tape.
Well, I'm sure they can make another copy, and you can foot the cost for a videotape. No problem.
Well, we could take it out of somebody's allowance, can't we?
Yes, yours.
No, not mine. That's really not my fault. Now listen,
Dad, you said let Clink outside. It's okay. I said no. Don't let Clink outside.
You did not say that.
Yes, I did. I was closing the door on him, and you said let him out.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You absolutely did not.
Where does he get that argumentative side from?
I don't know, Mike.
I've never seen anything
from his
like
real
that.
Father, I guess.
I'll tell you something. This is you, Bart. I will tell you, you have grown up a lot in a year because I feel like I'm watching just a junior version of your dad right here.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, all right. Okay. So welcome to the show. So Bart's going to hang around for a while here in the opening salvo, and then we're going to get to It's a Wonderful Life about an hour from now.
And I am glad to hear that you, as the executive producer of this year's version of It's a Wonderful Life, you have disciplined the cast members. I think that is something that you know I've always advocated, and I am glad you did that this
year. Well, here's the deal. Last year, I feel that as I rate our It's a Wonderful Life performances, mm-hmm. 2 years ago was our finest performance because it was something totally new.
It was the debut performance.
The problem that we had...
Last year...
What, Marty? What?
Oh,
no, go ahead. What?
Last year, it sort of messed up.
Yes, last year it messed up. And you know why it messed up? Last year it messed up.
Because of that man.
Because people like Charlie Broyhill... They don't point at him, please. Some people like Charles Broyhill like to ad-lib their lines.
That's right.
When they shouldn't be ad-libbing their lines.
That's right. There are only a couple of people in the cast that should ad-lib. Probably three or four.
I'd say really two.
No, I'd say three.
Well, and who do you think the three are who can ad-lib?
You,
yeah.
Uncle Mike, and Zulu.
And Zuzu, that of course will be Bart's role again.
Did you say Zulu?
Zulu.
It's Zuzu.
It's Zuzu.
I don't want you to ad-lib, please, okay? you just read your lines. I think if everybody else tries to do their lines seriously, that is where the laughs will happen.
Yes, because it will simply be the mistakes that are made. And no intentional mistake-making, which I think entered into it last year. There's no need. You guys don't have to make intentional mistakes. You're going to screw up enough as it is.
So It's a Wonderful Life coming up at the top of the next hour.
That's terrific.
And we're waiting on the presents. We're going to do the presents in the last hour today, where we're going to have a big free-for-all with everybody wrapping and unwrapping and grabbing and thanking and showing and doing all the stuff that people do with the presents.
Well, I'd like to get something for everybody at the beginning.
And please do, Mike.
Nick, can you come in here, please?
Nick Joe, our number one houseboy.
Don,
Nick Joe,
you tell me, who would you like me to start with? Because I've got something for everybody on the staff, something special for each individual member.
I wish you'd start with our much beleaguered producer, Rob Spiewak.
Rob, first of all, Nick, I need you to come in here and go down to the car. Yeah, there's a very special gift in there for Rob. Come on, Nick, and I mean fast. I'm going to need you to really run here.
Here he goes. And we're going to time him, as a matter of fact.
All right, I've got a special gift for Rob. It's down, it's in the back seat of the truck, and it's on the passenger side, okay?
Okay.
And just get one
He'll
of those
get
boxes.
It now.
One of those boxes is for Rob. It'll say Rob on it.
And we'll listen to more. What, Barty? Barty, in the microphone. I can't hear you. What'd you say, son?
I just said start because it reached the... It reached 15 seconds.
Oh, I got a clock over here. I got a digital clock over here that resets.
All right.
As we listen to the fabulous Star Wars Christmas album.
That's great. I love the Star Wars Christmas.
Say, who doesn't?
Christmas in the stars.
Yippee! And I'm going to... You know, I've got something for everybody. Maybe I should have said to Nick to... to grab everything when he was down there, but I'd like him to move a little quicker.
Now, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to after Mike awards the first of his many prizes and gifts here. We have the I Love Lucy tapes. I bring in all the tapes from my Privet collection.
Nick!
Where you have, he had to go all the way down to the garage.
He's not moving quick enough.
We have all the tapes from the special Lost I Love Lucy episode, the one that they never show on television, the Jingle Bells episode.
Excuse me.
Then a bunch of what happened. You
not
got
very,
some gas?
Not very polite on Christmas. Here he comes.
Here
now.
He comes. You know, it only took him 1:08.
Yeah, all right. There you go. There you go. Oh,
and
great.
Rob, come on over to the microphone. And
come over here, Rob. I've got something very special for you. Rob, I really hope from me to you, you enjoy your delicious honey-baked ham.
Well, Mike, thank you so much. I think it's lovely.
Hey, Nick, don't go so
far. Hey, Mike, listen. Why don't you give Jimmy his gift?
Jimmy's got another gift down on the cook. Can you make it a little quicker this time? I've got something down in my car down on the basement level for Jimmy's. Something. It's the same area, absolutely. Yeah. Are you starting to figure it out yet, Nick?
Yes,
it's in the same area. And a little quicker this time. Run!
This is great, Mike.
That's a delicious honey-baked ham for you.
I love ham.
But, Jimmy, I didn't forget you. I didn't forget anybody this year. I got something special for you, too.
So I've got the Honeymoon tapes from the Jackie Gleason show from their big Christmas episode.
Where is he?
It's only 21 seconds.
God.
I've also got the Beatles and all of their Christmas messages. For every year that the Beatles were together, they put out a record for their fans. And I've got all the records because that's the kind of scary fan that I am.
Nick! I can't believe how slow he is.
Enjoy the music, Mike.
Oh, all right. I'm in the Christmas spirit. I love giving. And I know Rob will enjoy his delicious ham. Look, two thumbs up from Rob on his ham.
Sure.
All right, that was Chris. You know, I'm wondering whether Nick is taking the elevator at this point.
Will you wait? Yeah, he's at the 1 minute mark.
He's at the 1 minute. So what was his time last
108
time?
108 last time.
108?
And there you go. 6, 7, 8.
Oh, man. I'm really getting irritated now.
Oh, I'm really digging this Star Wars Christmas album, though.
Yeah.
What, Barney?
3PO.
Right. 3PO and R2-D2.
Could he have had
and
an accident?
And 10W-40.
Could he have had an accident? Or does he walk like he drives?
1 minute and 35 seconds on my mark.
Wow. You know, Don, I think I've got gifts in the car for everybody. I forgot that. But why don't I have, when
Here
Nick
he comes
back, he'll go down and get a bunch of gifts for everybody.
Ah.
What was the problem? What was the problem?
You dropped it.
You dropped it?
Just once.
Well, all right.
And what is it? What is the gift for Jimmy?
Jimmy, this is just for you. I thought you might like this. I hope you enjoy. This is a delicious honey-baked ham.
Thank you, Mike. It's my favorite meat.
As a matter of fact, that's two. I've got four other very special gifts down. Would you get all four and bring them up? And Nick, could we move just a little quicker this time? No elevator taking. I've got four gifts. I've got a gift for Buzz, for Don, for Charles, and who have I left out? Let me see, that's 3, 4, 5. I have 6 gifts in the car.
Maybe you got one too many.
Oh, God, did I buy an extra one?
Hold on, turn that music off. Let me think for a minute.
Yeah, we got to think. We always think about who's where.
No, Barney, you and me, you don't get a ham, sorry.
Buzz.
Buzz is 1, and I'm 2.
Rob,
and Charlie, and Jimmy, and Nick. That's 6.
That's it, okay.
Oh, Nick gets one.
We'll see. We'll see, Bart. We're going to see just how good his time is when he gets back here. Are you still timing him?
Yeah, 40 seconds and counting.
Now, he's going to have 4 ham gifts that he's going to be bringing up here.
You wouldn't have gotten everybody hams. I know that you're a better gift giver than that, Mike.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. Yes, I wouldn't. I would definitely do something like that.
You would get one person a turkey.
No, there's no turkey in there, Bart. They're all in the exact same square boxes.
Hey, hold on. Look at this. 1 minute and one. Was that him coming around?
Is 3? That him? Here he 4? Is right now. Nick, wow. Come on in here.
Minute 5.
Buzz, come around here. All come right. on, everyone.
Mike, you punster.
There we go.
Everybody gets a honey-baked ham.
Don, here's your honey-baked ham.
Oh, thank you.
Delicious ham. Charles Broyhill. What? Nick?
Nick, why is this open? All right, this is the one for you. It's been open.
Oh, yeah, he tampered with that one.
Did you tamper with that?
Charles, what's the matter, Broyhill?
There you are.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, and Buzz. Yes, Mike.
I've saved you for last because you're the one that enjoys delicious spiral-cut honey-baked ham more than anybody else.
I love the ham, Mike. That's Thank right. you.
And boys, from me to you, enjoy your ham.
Thank you. Buddy,
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
You,
Thanks a lot,
fellas. And incidentally, it goes great with sweaters.
All right. Thanks for that timely ad-lib.
He's doing the ad-lib. He's doing shtick.
Now, you have a... You still got another day of school left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what is tomorrow at school going to be like? Tomorrow's another half day. Are
like,
you...
art, social studies, literature. No literature. English.
Are you guys going to study
science.
At all? Or is tomorrow like a goof-off day at school?
No.
Tomorrow's not a goof-off day?
All classes.
Serious studying right up until you get your Christmas vacation.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So which are you most excited about? Are you more excited about Christmas or coming into work today?
You can answer honestly. We're all honest here, Bart.
I think I was more excited about the two being in the same area within 6 days of each other.
Yeah. He's got a gift for diplomacy, doesn't
there you
he?
Go.
Well, I know it. That every day for the last week, he's been wanting to come in here and wanting to be on the show. So if I give you a couple of seconds now, because in our next break, I'm going to start playing the Lucy tapes and everything.
Yeah.
We got to do that thing where you got to just go play with the other people here at the station.
Yeah.
What would you say if you had if this was your own show? If Uncle Mike, you know what he said last night on the way home?
What's that?
They, of course, were predicting snow, mm-hmm. which we didn't get.
Right.
And Marty said on the way home last night, he says, well, what if Uncle Mike gets snowed in?
Right.
Can I please be the co-host?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since this is the time we've allotted for this, I'd like you to come over here to this chair.
All right. Oh, you sit in the big chair.
Right, sit over here.
All right. Hey, now.
Why don't you put that jacket on?
Right. Put on Uncle Mike's jacket.
All right.
How big?
Hey, put the, yes, it is.
Uncle Mike is large. Now put my headphones on. And now.
I'm not going to drink your
How much
water.
Time are you? You're the boss, Don. How much time are we?
Oh, this is
going
to be very fast, Uncle Mike.
I'm going to step out of the room now, and don't be too good.
Okay. So, here we are. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is where I normally ask Uncle Mike, and I'll ask you, Bart, what did you do last night?
Well, mostly I just thought happy thoughts of Christmas and sugar plums and the show today.
What did you think about the show today?
Well, I thought it might be fun being a co-host, and I was hoping Uncle Mike would get snowed in.
Mm-hmm. And if you could ever be the co-host, what would you talk about?
Well, I'd talk about whatever you led me to since you'd be the main host.
Okay, well, now I'm letting you talk about anything you want.
Okay. Today in school, I had a big exam, and I got a 92 in it,
wow.
I think.
What was it an exam on?
Where the red fern grows.
On what?
Where the red fern grows.
Where the red fern grows. And what is that, some kind of literature?
Yeah, it's a book.
It's a book. About coonhounds.
Yeah.
And how did that math go that we were working on the other day with that problem that stumped me?
I don't know. I haven't gotten it back yet. But I do know my other exam that I got a 94 on, I think.
All right. Let me ask you something. What do you think Santa Claus is bringing you for Christmas this year?
Here it comes. The metal detector.
I swear you're not getting a metal detector. Why do you want a metal detector so bad?
So I can go to the beach and find gold and get rich.
But we always see the guys at the beach with a metal detector. And with no offense to Uncle Leo, my brother-in-law, who is one of those guys.
Or Uncle Mike.
Or Uncle Mike. Yeah. Basically, all the guys who have those things are nut jobs.
No, I am not a nut job. I will be the first.
The first what?
Person to have one that's not a nut job.
And what do you hope to unearth with this metal detector, which, and I'm not kidding you, Barty, you're not getting it for Christmas.
Money.
Money. How much money do you think you can find with a metal detector?
Sunken Spanish doubloons.
Sunken Spanish doubloons, all right.
Of immeasurable money worthness.
And what would be the message as the co-host of the show that you would give to everybody now?
If you have a metal detector, use it.
Well, that's
many people would like one,
uh-huh.
including me.
All right. But you're not getting one. I'm not goofing you on that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not goofing you on that.
Yes, you are.
You're
going to
be the most disappointed boy in the world. You're not getting a metal detector.
I'm getting a metal detector.
No, you're not.
I can imagine my boop.
What is that?
Boop. Metal detector.
Oh, that's the boop boop of the metal detector.
Boop, boop, boop,
all right.
Boop, 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 boop.
All right. Well, there goes your guest hosting spot, okay? How do you think basketball practice went last night? Our team had practice last night.
Ah.
Good. We learned dribbling better, and we played more of a zone defense, and we had fun.
Yeah, amen. There you go. All right. Well, I love you, buddy.
Can I take a call?
I don't think that's probably not good.
Okay.
I think it's great that you want to take calls. It's just daddy worries about the people who would be calling.
I understand.
You know what we mean? You know how we talk about the people who listen to the show?
Yeah.
How we love them all very much, but we never really, really want to come into contact with them.
Yeah, that's why you say you go to a lot of those Christmas parties, don't you?
What Christmas parties? What are you talking about?
Exactly my point.
Huh?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Explain that to me.
You don't go to them.
Right. I don't go to Christmas parties.
Right.
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 Right. Because I don't, why don't I go to Christmas parties?
Because they're your fans.
Oh, I don't go to Christmas parties with the fans.
Oh, the fans invite us sometimes
right.
to their Christmas party.
Gotcha. Oh, hold on a second. Here's the telephone.
Hotline.
Yeah, it's the hotline. Hello.
Hi, I have a call for Bard.
Yes. Barty, it's a call for you.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Oh, you know it was me. When do I get to come back?
Never. You can go. Pack up.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Okay.
You can come on back, Uncle
Mike.
Go
get your golf clubs.
Bye-bye.
What'd you say, Barty?
Go get your golf clubs.
Okay.
Oh, he sounded very sad.
All right, sweet guy. Now, you move out of the way. Let Uncle Mike have his chair back, okay?
Okay, but he's not back. Oh.
Here he comes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bart.
All right.
Okay, here's your jacket back.
It's his job.
Okay. And,
get out of the chair.
Here's, it's okay.
Okay. Don't be rough with him.
Don't hurt the boy.
Okay, there he goes. Back to the guest microphone. Okay. There you go.
I still have a microphone.
All right, that was a fine little experiment. There we go. Yep, you did very, very well. Okay, you're very, very good on your feet.
Did pretty good. Okay, Barty, we got to do a break. Why don't you take us to break, Bart? And then when we come back, we'll get to the Lucy tapes and other stuff.
Here's WJFK, the Don and Mike Show. Ta-da.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
Jerks. Dumb. Big. Jerks.
Tomorrow morning at 11. Gordon Liddy.
God, how I love you.
You really love him, don't you?
106.7.
I love you.
WJFK 106.7. WJFK.
Don't you run and Michael Mara. WJFK.
The Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big, it's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
No shirts, no shoes, no dice. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you will ever know. Make my wish come true. Take it, Mariah. Take it, Mariah. All I want for Christmas. Now, I'm just going to sing the au parts now.
You're doing well.
Is. Should ask my family if they're sick of the song.
Did you memorize it?
Are you kidding? I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is and here we go. You're behind me. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. What are you doing back in here?
I just want to say I'm sick of it too.
Well, I love this song.
You got it. You memorized it.
Christmas Day. I just want you. I thought I had it. More than you could ever know. What might make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Oh, this song is tight, man. I swear to God, this sounds like the Roddess. Listen to this. And now you come to background singers, Gago. To the North Pole for Satan. She We've got one part here where I swear to God I have no idea what she's singing, and nobody could transcribe the words. So tight, what more can I do? Wearing that little Santa Claus outfit.
Now, have you worked on that high note at the very end when she really hits that high note?
It's coming up. Ooh, Rodney everywhere. Laughter fills the air. Here you go, Ellis. Here's where I don't understand. I hear those sleigh bells ringing. What the hell is she singing?
I don't know.
Anyway, all right. That is Mariah Carey.
Bravo. Festive.
Thank you.
Very
Bravo.
Festive.
Thank you. Promised you I would sing that to you, and there you go.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Done, of course, in Anthony Newley style.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you, Chops.
Chops.
There's you, Chops. Are very good.
You can't beat Chops. There she is. That's the worst thing that's ever been invented for a CD player is the repeat, where you can just repeat the same song over and over again. That song rocks.
No.
It's too bad I hate her so much.
Yes, but there's one time of the year when you don't hate Mariah Carey at all. You play this song over and over again.
Okay. Oh, and also this right here. We play this every Christmas. It's the I Love Lucy Jingle Bells episode. This is one an episode that's not included in the Nick at Night package right. And in the WGN and WTBS when they run I Love Lucy. This was an episode that never made it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special one-time thing. And here's the first part of this from my personal archives. Here is the Christmas hijinks with the Ricardos and the Mertzes.
Okay. Hey, Santa.
How about a
you
cigarette?
A little way, didn't you?
How about you?
Yeah.
How about you, Ethel?
You're so easy on the throat.
Why don't you ever buy such a big pillow?
Let's smoke.
Why don't you answer me?
I'm not wearing a pillow.
Come on, let's open all our presents.
All right.
Okay. No, let's sing first.
Sing.
Well, yeah, everything is so wonderful, and spending Christmas with our good friends. I just feel like serenading the world.
Okay. I know a wonderful Cuban melody. It's called Cascabeles. Well, let's hear it.
Sing it.
All right. Cascabeles, cascabeles, cantan todo el día. Cascabeles, cascabeles, cascabeles.
You know, Ricky was a stud in his day.
Hey, that's Jingle Bells.
Ask
Jingle
Caesar.
Bells?
Sure.
How about that?
Ask Cesar Romero,
you
right.
You are a good song.
Singing, huh, Santa
Clauses? All right.
Listen to that voice. I can't understand why they got divorced.
It's like the modern day Fran Drescher would be the modern day Lucy as far as vocal qualities.
Yep.
Now, here's a really cute tape. This is the one with Little Ricky.
Oh, I love this tape.
Where Little Ricky asks about Santa Claus, mm-hmm. and Ricky has to explain the rules to him.
There you are, partner.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Now, when you get up in the morning, honey, Santa Claus is going to have that chock full of goodies.
Yes, sir. Now off to bed, son.
In a minute, Daddy. I'm waiting for Santa Claus.
You've got to go to bed now.
I'll go to bed after Santa Claus gets here.
But, honey, Santa Claus is not going to come and bring the tree and the presents and everything until you go to sleep.
He won't?
No.
Why, Mommy?
Now, why is that, Daddy?
Why? Why? Yeah, well,
didn't we recently try to call Little Ricky? What is he doing now?
He's selling shoes or something like that.
No, that's the kid from the Who's the Boss kid is working at the Gap.
Is he selling cars?
He does something. I know what it is. He's a ballerina.
Yeah, he's the director of the ballet.
Ballet company. Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
He's a ballerina. He's wearing a tutu running around.
Yes, Daddy, I want to see Santa Claus.
You see,
furnished, Santa Claus comes all the way down from the North Pole. And he has all these reindeers with him. And when he gets here, he circles around in the sky until he gets a signal. Now, you know who gives him the signal?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Who? I bet I know it's the Sandman.
The Sandman, that's right. Yeah, the Sandman gives him the signal, that's right. When all the little children are in bed, the Sandman runs up to the roof and he says, Santa Claus, all clear. So you gotta go to bed.
Why, honey, that's fascinating. See, young man, you gotta go to bed right now.
Okay, Mommy.
Good boy.
I love those tapes. Those tapes are so endearing, and that is the one episode of I Love Lucy that, for whatever reason, like I said, was never included in the syndication packages. You never see TV stations run that episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think they ran it once on CBS. They ran it one time.
Yeah, they made a big deal about it, and then we have the tapes of it, and it really is, especially little Ricky, that voice. Yeah. He's got the cutest voice.
Now, here you go. Talking about cute voices. Here's Lucy. Yeah, singing Jingle Bells.
Oh, you want to hear cute.
Here you go.
Cascabeles, cascabeles, llenos de alegría.
There she is.
Oh, and fun is to
That's
ride.
Ethel.
Ethel.
One horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells.
There's my girl.
Jingle all the way. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's happened to my voice lately. I don't seem to sing well anymore.
Cigarettes, Lucy.
Lately? Anymore? Now, that's not very nice. I grant you, my voice isn't quite what it used to be.
It's exactly what it used to be. That's what's wrong with it.
You tell her, Ricky.
That's right, Ricky. It's exactly what it used to be. And how about one of these Philip Morris cigarettes?
Ricky, did you make love with Cesar Romero?
Yes, I did, honey, but you have to understand, he asked me.
Ricky.
Yeah, honey?
Won't you give me just one little hint about what you give me for Christmas?
You know, you're worse than your son. You'll find out tomorrow morning.
I know, but I just want to think about it. Come on, give me one little clue.
All right, I'll give you one clue.
Good, what is it?
It's a gift.
Carton of cigarettes, Lucy.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, you great, big, wonderful, adorable, lovable husband, you. Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
A lot, but not enough to tell you what your Christmas present is.
Oh. Now, what makes you think that's what I wanted to know? And what is it?
You'll find out tomorrow morning.
Oh, all right.
He's Cesar Romero, wrapped up in a big present.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
So you know what this means, don't you?
Yeah, that means you're an incurable optimist.
Yeah, they really hated each other.
Fred and Ethel did, right?
I'm only fooling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you great, big, adorable husband.
All right, Fred, plug in the lights and see if they work.
When, like, off camera, Fred, like, punched Ethel in the face.
They didn't care for one another.
And then here's how they wound up that episode.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And they did that thing with the four disjointed heads, you know, in each corner. Which was real high-tech, like, back in 1958.
Sure. Yeah, and then Fred and Ethel stormed off the set, slapping each other.
Fred punches her in the face. She kicks him into gonads.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
All right, now the Honeymooners, they also had a show.
Yes,
a
this is my show. Favorite. This is my favorite.
A show that never gets aired. You know, you never see the Honeymooners anyway on any channels. And here now is Ralph and Alice hiding their presents. Okay, Ralph and Alice.
You caught me hiding your Christmas gift.
Ralph, I hid your present under there.
You got yours under there, too?
Yes.
There's a riot. Two of us hiding our Christmas gifts like we're a couple of kids, and we couldn't wait to see them until tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
What do you give me?
You'll just have to wait till tomorrow morning to find out.
Okay, I can wait. No hurry.
So what happens is later in the episode. Well, first let's hear Norton and Ralph exchange their gifts.
That alone is funny.
And it's not like you would have thought, like with Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Here you go. Here's Norton and Ralph.
Hey, Michael.
I can see you chewing up the old tree now, Ralphie boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be a beauty.
It sure is.
What do you got behind your back?
I got a Christmas present for you.
Oh, well, hand it off.
Huh?
I say hand it off.
Ain't you got nothing for me?
Yes, I've got something for you.
get your copy of Sex, Pies, and Videotape at 1-800-881-9176.
Gee, Ralphie boy, I didn't know you got me the ultimate party tape.
All right. One, two, three. Merry Christmas. Well, I suppose we both gave us the same thing, a tie.
I didn't get you no necktie.
You didn't? What's in here?
I bought you a pair of spats.
Spats? What did you get me spats for?
Well, let's face it, Ralph. You're not the easiest guy in the world to shop for, you know. It's pretty tough to get a guy something that, well, a guy that's got everything. Well, Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas, Norton. Anyway, I know it came from your heart.
No, it came from the fat man's shop.
Never.
Now, later in the show, Ralph finds out that Crampton finds out he doesn't have what he needs to get the present for his wife, for Alice. So now he's going to ask for a loan.
Hey, if you've got any money,
don't look at me. This is Christmas time. Everybody's busted at this time. I'm broke. I ain't got no money.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Everybody's broke.
So that's the most depressing moment of the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
But then comes the emergency solution.
What are you going to do? Very simple. I'm going to take the bowling ball, hock it, get the money, and buy her a gift. I ought to get $10, $15 for this thing.
Boy, oh boy, you got a knack for getting yourself out of trouble.
Just remember, Norton, when there's an emergency, I come out of it. When they made me, they threw away the mold.
They had to. You probably broke it.
Another reaction.
Okay, then what do I got? I got Christmas morning. Here you go. This will be the last honeymooners tape. Here's Christmas morning at the Cramdons.
Yeah. Hurry up, there's your breakfast already.
Look, Alice said, before we eat, can't we exchange the gifts now?
Ralph, the eggs will get cold.
So what? It's Christmas.
All right, sweetie, I'll go get your present.
All right, I'll get mine.
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas.
You open yours first.
A bowling ball. I mean a bowling ball bag. Just what I wanted, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm so glad. I know how crazy you are about that bowling ball, Ralph. Yeah. So I thought you ought to have a bag to carry it in.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, open up.
Well, sweetie, why don't we get the ball and make sure that it fits in there?
See, see, now you see why it's so wacky.
Well, I don't have to do that. They're all the same size.
Sold his bowling ball.
Oh, come on. I just want to make sure it fits.
You can't put the ball in the bag.
You said it was the right size. Why not?
I hocked it. It's a long story. See, Alice, I stashed away $22, see? And, well, you know how I used to walk past that store and see the bowling ball in the window all the time? Well, I spent the 22 for the bowling ball. But I had enough dough to get you a nice gift. And I got you a nice gift. Except that it was the same gift that that lady got you. Except the fella didn't tell hers that hers came from the Emperor of Japan's house. The 2,000 sticks that were glued together.
He bought her like a piece of junk, like a trinket, and somebody else bought the same thing and told his wife that it like came from the Orient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see, I had the same thing to give you that she gave. And she was saying it was, you know, little thing you got at the novelty store and everything. So I began to feel ashamed of myself. So I took the bowling ball down, I hocked it, and that's when I bought you that. Wait till you see. Open it up.
Beautiful.
You like it, sweetie?
Oh, I love it. It's the best present I've ever gotten.
Thank you. And it's practical, too. You see, you squeeze the oranges on the bowling ball.
All right.
There it is. A little history, a little nostalgia.
You know, this is not the funniest thing you ever heard in your life, but that is a rare tape.
That's right, and because they don't run those with all the regular episodes of I Love Lucy and also The Honeymooners.
Right? Oh, and then there's the last one, I think, where it's Jackie Gleason being serious with the holiday greetings.
Gentlemen, we usually don't step out of character, but tonight I think it proper that Mr. and Mrs. Cramden and Mr. and Mrs. Norton wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Would you come in there, Norton?
There they are.
There they are.
There they are.
There's the honeymooners, and there's the Lucy. See, now, I wish we had more time, because I got plenty more stuff on both of those reels, but...
I just hope that our cast members are studying the way those fine episodes were run. Yeah.
We will do our presentation of It's a Wonderful Life in the next hour. Now we're up on a break, and as we continue the Christmas traditions, next we will listen to some of the Beatles' Christmas messages that they left for their fans.
They're the wackiest ones.
We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.